And happy Valentine's Day to you as well, and to everyone else who's giving up their Valentine's evening to be here with us. What a sweet thing to do.
We'll try and get them out here in time for dinner.
That's right. We'll try to get you out of here at least in time to go have ice cream. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 1956, Mark A. Giblin.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for auto repair and service as an extension to an approved towing service and landscaping business, being referred to as conditional use number 1933, to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Baltimore 100, Sussex County, a parcel containing 3.374 acres, more or less, lying southeast of Route 17, also known as Roxana Road, 1,185 feet northeast of Road 382, also known as Zion Church Road, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 5-33, map number 6, parcel number 60.02. For the benefit of the commission, I am passing down copies of the survey site plan for this property. It was submitted when the applicant filed this amendment to his original conditional use. We did not request comments from DLDOT since the department had already responded to the application for conditional use number 1933. For the record, the county council approved the original application for conditional use number 1933 as a towing service and landscaping business on December 11 of 2012 with the following conditions. You have to bear with me a second. One, the impound yard shall be surrounded by a fence with landscaping to screen it from neighboring and adjacent properties and to be constructed on or before June 1st of 2013. Two, no more than 18 impounded vehicles shall be permitted on the property besides the applicant's own vehicles. Three, no permanently disabled or abandoned vehicles shall be allowed to remain on the property. All existing and abandoned vehicles shall be removed within 90 days. Four, there shall be one lighted sign which shall not exceed 32 square feet in size to identify the towing service and the impound lot. The sign shall include a phone number to call for information about vehicles impounded and for other information about the service. No vehicle shall be displayed for sale. Six, all security lighting shall be downward screened so that it does not shine on neighboring or adjacent properties. Seven, the final site plan shall clearly depict the area set aside for parking of impounded vehicles and towing equipment. Eight, the area set aside for the landscaping business, including equipment storage and any bins for materials such as topsoil, mulch, etc., shall clearly be depicted on the final site plan. Nine, the landscaping business hours of operation shall be limited to 7 a.m., 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday, with no Sunday hours. 10, the final site plan shall include a landscaping plan for the area surrounding the impound yard, screening it from neighboring or adjacent properties. And 11, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission. I did receive an agency comment from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. It was received on February 11 of 2013. It is in the form of a memorandum and references that the site is located in the Roxana planning area, that use of an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the South Coastal Area Planning Study 2005 update will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county has a schedule to provide SOAR at this time, that when the county does provide SOAR service, it is required that the on-site system be abandoned and a connection made to the central SOAR system, and therefore a concept plan is not required. And that's all I've received from any agency or individual to date.
All right, sir, we thank you. Yes, sir.
Yes, I'm Mark Giblin.
Yeah. Hey.
Any questions that you would have? Or?
Well, you've heard what our the director has read into the record on your behalf. Is there anything you'd like to add?
No, I mean, basically, we really ain't a public facility there. We mainly do maintenance on the police cars, Fenwick police cars, and King's limousines, and things like that. We really don't address ourselves to the public, pretty much.
Okay. So. All right, then let's see if anyone on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start here with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you, Mr. Giblin. I'm sure you got a copy of the letter that Mr. Lang just read into the record, and you're in compliance or soon will be with those conditions that were imposed by County Council. I remember, and they had no vehicles to be offered for sale in the front yard setback. What you're saying is you just want to be able to do auto repair service.
Yes.
In addition to...
Yeah, I mean, sometimes people, we tow people in that are vacationers and places aren't open on a Sunday. We'll throw an alternator in, a starter in, and get them on their way, and seem to be pretty happy with that.
I recall from our earlier hearing that there had been some concern by the neighbor that the entrance be clearly marked, and you are or will be doing that with the sign, because I believe he said that different at times people would come to his house, knock on his door, and say, hey, I want to get my car, and he would say...
Yeah, according to him, yes, we haven't.
Yeah. And have you had good relations with that neighbor since then?
Yeah, he's pretty much settled down, went back into his life, I guess you could say.
No, you would say. That's fine. Thank you. All your days and hours of operation would continue to be the same. What you're merely asking for is an extension of the existing conditional use 1933 with the same conditions imposed upon it.
Well, the hours we'll only need from like 8 in the morning. And I mean, you know, I pretty much stay out back and goof off and with the kids and all till about 8 at night. And then I go in and they, you know, pretty much stay out, ride the four-wheelers and things like that. And then they put them away.
Okay. And the vehicles, when you repair them, will not be stored on your premises for a long period of time. Is that correct?
Yes. They picked up that evening.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Mr. Ross.
Have you been cited with any violations by the county?
Yes.
And what were they for?
I'm not sure what they were for.
On the previous application.
Yes, previous.
No.
Okay, no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Johnson.
Mr. Lang, did I hear that one of the conditions by council was no Sunday hours?
No Sunday hours for the landscaping business.
Okay. So are you asking for Sunday hours for the repair business?
If I could, because most people in, you know, down Ocean City and Bethany and all go out and start their car, and it's...
I just want to clarify that for the record, so because that was a change from from the other. I have no questions further.
Okay, Mr. Burton.
All my questions have been answered.
Okay, Mr. Lang.
Just clarification on the repair service hours. You said 8 a.m. to what?
8 p.m. if possible.
8 basically. Yes. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Thank you. Mr. Abbott?
No questions.
Council?
No questions.
Thank you. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. For anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1956, Mark A. Giblin. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 1956? Yes, sir. Step right up.
Good evening. Thank you. Franklin Bennett, Ocean View, Delaware.
Your name?
Sorry. Franklin Bennett, Ocean View, Delaware. I think there's too much going on that property. There's been violations on that property, and that's why Mr. Giblin's here for conditional use today. I don't think it's fair when you get a building permit on a residential property that you continually abuse the system and do commercial activity on there. He's asking for auto repair business. I mean, what's next? After auto repair, is it going to be truck repair, equipment repair? I've been on the property. I've seen buses, excavators, moving trucks, furniture trucks. I don't think that's auto repair. And that's why I'm here today. I am opposed to this.
All right, sir.
Thank you.
We thank you. Is there anyone else that wishes to speak in opposition? Anyone on commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.